This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day, and welcome in here on a glorious double bet payoff football Friday. Sunday's kickoff, 3:25. We'll have the pregame for you at 12:30 here on your home of the Cowboys. General at your service. There's Broadus, esteemed member of that pre- and post-game show. You have Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh, keeping the Gators down best he can. Wolchuk and Shea follower here. Alec Medford's back in the video coordination spot. He's helping out before he heads out to a glorious weekend. Okay, let's get the text fired up at 877-881-1053. Please leave your name and city you're texting from. We'll make you famous right here in the G-Bag Nation. If you want to see what Wolchuk is going to attempt to do, go to at G-Bag Nation. I retweeted the video of the bachelorette party where you tie a hot dog to a yarn around your waist, but it's dangling between your legs, and you got a hip thrust and get that thing, kind of like that toy where you got to flick the ice cream back into the cone, or you know, the bouncy ball into the cup or something like that. Yeah. But you got to get that sausage into your mouth successfully to accomplish the bet payoff. So he's going to be doing that here before too long, and
he's been looking forward to this one.
Oh yeah, I think he's been practicing a long time. I'll do the Roger Clemens in What You Drinking, What You Thinking coming up at 5:20. It's icy hot in the shorts. Mm. Okay, I'm told that's very uncomfortable.
I'd imagine it would not be comfortable.
I need to pull off a Brian Broaddus-esque feat of strength here.
Yeah. Just tell yourself, this feels fantastic.
Maybe you need the cold tub after that.
I might, you know. I wouldn't mind it, you know, knock out two bet payoffs at once.
Wait a minute, does water on that make it worse? I kind of heard that, too. Like, if you were to, like, have to go home and say, and put some cold water, take a shower, I think it actually gets worse.
I imagine I'll be telling you know, if it helps it or hurts it at some point before the end of the show.
I need to pour some of that Diet Coke on there.
I'll be willing to try anything I can imagine. Some people text in like it was one of the most uncomfortable sensations they've ever had. So I'll put myself through that coming up at 5:20 while we go through your phone calls. We'll be talking about what we're drinking and what we're thinking. Of course, thanks to Brian for some delicious enchiladas. Those were outstanding. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks to Brian as well. I believe we have some Stella's 0.0s that are still in the fridge from a couple of weeks back.
Drink those up, yeah.
So we'll be cracking them coming up at 5:20. But it is a football Friday. It's time for some Cowboys predictions. You know, the defense has had some success, and I think they might continue to do that against the Lions' run game. That would be awesome if they can. But in the end, it'll be too much. And a rally in the fourth quarter will make it appear closer than what the game really was. I'm calling it Detroit 34, Cowboys 27.
Mm. Wow, okay, that's pretty close to what I had. I had it 34-23, Lions get the victory. No Kendricks, I think, is just huge. Yeah. And just looking at the two injury reports, one team is completely healthy here, off the bye, walking in feeling good, and the other team is dying to get to their own bye. And you just had the emotional win the other night. That was awesome. I just think this Lions team is much more talented.
Yeah, you know, anything can happen in the NFL. You know, but it's just so hard to predict that's going to happen. Like, you need a special teams play. You need takeaways. You need an inspired game from Tolbert and Turpin and Ferguson. And all those things could happen. And we will be celebrating most robustly Sunday night in the postgame show with Wolchuk and Broaddus and into Cowboys Monday. Does anybody want to pick the Cowboys to win this game, guys?
No, I pick Detroit 31-26.
31-26.
Yeah, okay. I'd love to all go... to go Cowboys here. I mean, I think path to victory would be Jared Goff having a similar performance as he did last year, where he was off target. You also were able to pressure him. Maybe somebody steps up here and ends up having a phenomenal game again, like a Carl Lawson that you're not expecting. Maybe you can force a turnover until you get Bland back, and he'd be opportunistic, get his hands on one. Turpin, I think, is going to have to step up, much like Tolbert talked about that yesterday. I think the Cowboys, like, would I be stunned if they won? No, but I think that the Lions very likely could be the best team in the NFC, and I just think matchup-wise, this is going to be very, very tough for four quarters to limit their running game. So I am leaning Lions in this one. I think it's going to end up being lower scoring than we think, much like last year's matchup. I'm going to go Lions 24, Cowboys 22.
Wow. Okay, that'd be fun. 682, you guys have no faith. 817.
Were we last week when I picked the Cowboys to beat the Steelers? No faith, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tell him, Brian.
I actually almost predicted the score right, too. 20-16. It's 20-17. That was faith.
We're faithless heathens, I guess, this week, though.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know, I don't. You've lost too many defensive players.
Yeah, man.
I mean, and the strength of the strength of the. Now, if you want to sit there and say, okay, put this game on Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb's back and Tyler Smith and everybody else, sure, I'll go with you. You're probably going to have to win a shootout game. I do. I think if that's the case, you know, you've got guys offensively that could present problems for the Lions. The problem is you don't have enough defensive players to play all their really good offensive players, and that's an issue.
So you got to win
reality.
You got to win a shootout, and you're not that confident in the offense right now. You know, it's just not our year. Ricky's on the offensive line.
If you tell me that he's going to move CeeDee Lamb around a little bit and try and create opportunities to put him on their poor defensive backs like Carlton Davis at times, but if you just sit there and just play stationary football all day and let them play, they play base defense and they're going to allow them to put Brian Branch on your tight end and cover him, you know, come on. It shows some creativity in this game.
But that probably wouldn't get it done. I mean, you could have the best of McVay and Shanahan and Andy Reid not get this job done.
But you can get it done if you sit there and you attack them in a way and not sit there and be awful in the red zone and kick field goals all day.
You gotta be aggressive.
Yeah.
Trying to get touchdowns, trying to get first downs on first down, because if you play it safe, you're gonna get smothered.
Yeah. The last thing you want to do in this game is punt. Because, you know, your defense is going to do, Zim and them are going to do everything they can to slow this group down. You're going to try, but man, they present a lot of problems. You're really so shorthanded. Your offense can't afford to have one of these games where it's pedestrian, where it just all of a sudden it's three and out, three and out, three and out. Oh, they kind of figure something out. You keep going three and out, it's going to be 21-3 before you know it.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, good stuff, and I agree totally. At 877-881-1053, if you simulated this game 100 times, how many times would the Cowboys win? And if they did win, what would the conversation be like on Monday? Wouldn't that be fun?
Incredible. Yeah. I mean, I think all of a sudden now you're like, you got three games in a row. You're going into the bye. I think big picture, all of us in the back of our mind will be like, okay, but if this team is a playoff team, how would we feel then? Because you just don't have a ton of postseason optimism. But they would have beaten a good team at home. And I think last year, did they beat the Lions? They did.
That's the last home win they've had.
Good point. And they've looked bad
at 17.
Home. But they struggled against the better competition for the majority of last year. I think this would certainly be a step in the right direction. Because I think the conversation would then be like, okay, Jalen Tolbert probably had a badass game. Right? Yeah. You ended up having a Herculean effort from a DeMarvian Overshown and some of these other defensive players. Now all of a sudden, you know, maybe you ran the football better. You're feeling even better about Cooper Beebe and Rico Dowdle and this running game, the way the offensive line's playing. So there's a lot of things that I think would be trending optimistically if they're able to come out of here with a victory. I think we would definitely be crotch first on Monday.
Yeah, it would be a huge party. It would be fantastic. I'd be all over it. And it would be one of those kind of a character thing of like, man, these guys are, they're really showing up to play without their star players. They're, again, their coach is in a lame duck year. They have every reason to just not show up. And boom, if they're able to do that, I think you're talking about multiple turnovers being forced. But are you stopping the run a lot better? You're probably going to, if you win the game, you probably slow down what may be the best rushing attack going right now.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about what it would take to win, what it would mean if they do win. But none of that, you know, believing that it's at all possible would involve faith, you know, to the texter's point. I like, you know, I like the analytics. I like the film. I like, you know, a little bit of gut when it comes to this football team. But there's nothing they've done in the last 30 years to have actual faith that they're going to come through for me. You know, it's it would actually be faith that it's going to fall apart, because that's the only thing the Cowboys have done. Even when they're really good, they don't beat teams as good as the Lions in the regular season very often. It's tough. So, but we're hoping that the strides they've made with the run game defense, you know, maybe could simplify their approach, make them more gap sound. Not having Micah Parsons out there could be, in a weird way, a blessing if you can stop their run. And then just, you know, worry about trying to make some plays on the back end. That would be excellent. And then the strides they made with Rico, you know, that was a very good Pittsburgh Steelers run defense. And you kind of took it to them. So, you know, there is a path here back to optimism. And yes, if they can win on Sunday, David Hellman wrote on X, it would put Dak in the MVP conversation once again. You would have found a running back, you know. And then maybe some of your linebackers stepped up in a way that you're like, holy cow, maybe we're going to be all right with Leah Fowle and Damone Clark or something. That would be a surprise.
Yes. Because that's part of the reason why I really feel like your chances are more slim than they should be. The loss of Eric Kendricks, and it's not that he's necessarily a huge game breaker, even though if you look at the Cleveland game in week one, you'd say otherwise, but just having a steady force right there and putting guys in positions to succeed, especially versus an intricate, nuanced offense like this and rushing attack and guys moving around, not having your field general out there is going to be a huge reason why the Lions win this game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So if you do win, then yes, oh my gosh, Damone Clark, you went from basically being demoted and not even getting any snaps to all of a sudden versus this rushing attack having an awesome game. Overshown wouldn't be a surprise. Mm-hmm. Maris Leofau just being consistent for four quarters enough to win the football game. I mean, my gosh.
Mozzie Smith getting off blocks. Yeah.
Linval Joseph having two games in a row where he's just eating people up in the interior of the offensive line, but in this case, it's the best offensive line in the league.
Yeah.
You're asking a lot
of a defense that you know, when you don't have your best players, it's going to be a challenge. You know, and the strength of this Lions team, in my opinion, is their offense. You know, you watch that offense play, the way they run the football, and they play unconventionally. They play all four downs. You know, it's just a challenge. And if you go out there, and I can say, if Dallas is going to win this game, it's going to be because of their offense. Their offense is going to have to play at a marvelous level.
Going to need more than two quarters out of CD on Sunday.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see if they can make adjustments in that second half for them. That's going to be big.
That's my worry right there. If you worry about why, you know, I don't have a lot of confidence, is it's you get down to the red zone and, you know, I mean, what's going on down there? You know, what's going on, you know, with some of these, you know, fortunately you've had a couple of 15-play drives. Nothing comes easy for this offense, you know? It's just, you know, everybody else, it seems like you watch these games, it's pretty easy the way they play offense, the way they move the ball. I mean, it's just such a struggle just to kind of get back-to-back-to-back first downs, you know? On third down, you just, you know, you're just kind of always in harm's way, it seems like.
Indeed. So maybe this this weekend will serve as the turning point heading into the bye. That'd be exciting. Yeah, just hope. Okay, great Whataburger shirt, by the way, Brian. I'm digging that look.
Thank you.
Winning is in the air. Both the Mavs and Stars are in action. Last night, preseason for the Mavs, season opener for the Stars in Nashville. They got the dub 4-3 thanks to two from Mason Marchment, Duchesne, and Stankoven with the other goals. Still no sign of the Stankoven leg celebration that I'm hoping to see broken out, Brian.
But he was damn good. A couple of glorious assists as well. He was definitely a difference maker. But Matt Dumba, you need to stop being so dumb, okay? Mm. We already didn't like you coming in here from Minnesota. Stay out of the damn penalty box. He did have an awesome block shot late in that game, but not a great opener for Dumba.
Shout out to Pete LaPoste, too, by the way. Pete LaPoste at the end of that game was incredible in goal for the Stars.
Yeah, got a little too close.
Stood on his head.
on his head. I mean, it was just ricocheting shot after shot away.
Got to be one to sacrifice for the team, man.
Yeah, that Pete LaPoste was amazing.
Shout out to Pete, man.
Pete LaPoste.
Big peasy.
Story with the Mavs, Clay played. Said he hadn't been this nervous since the 2015 finals.
Yeah.
Wow. Said he started to get nervous 4 days ago during the preseason opener when the fans were chanting, "We want Clay."
Yeah.
So he got out there, scored 10 points in 18 minutes. Missed a couple of open looks, but all in all, it was a great debut, and they'll visit the Clippers Monday, and there's going to be more minutes for Clay and Kyrie as they ramp up and start to get ready for the preseason. He said he looks forward to changing this narrative that he's not a good defender anymore, Chief.
Good. I'm glad. I was hoping he'd come in here with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, and now that he doesn't have to shoulder the load as much offensively, now he can probably commit a little bit more effort and energy and desire there on the other end. So that's going to be huge if that's the type of guy that we're getting right now.
Yeah, that's what he said. And he said, I can still guard the elite players in this league. If he can do that, be better than he was last year, be better than he was against the dude at 24-hour fitness.
Oh wow. Yeah, that offseason clip, man. That is
that was hurtful.
I wish I hadn't seen that, honestly.
Niners dispatch the Sea Chickens, NFC West order. Maybe a little restored for now, but just chaos out there. Yankees advance. Dodgers and Padres tonight for all the marbles there in L.A. Game 5 of the ALDS. We're off and running on a Football Friday. Steve Jones joins us coming up at 3. Stuart Mandel, college football writer from The Athletic at 4:20. Nick Harris, Star Telegram at 6. And we're coming back. Coming up next, G-Bag of the Day 2:30. G-Bag Survivor will pick games. Woolchuck's going to attempt his bet payoff. Sausage toss, a bachelorette party, that's coming up next year on The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Welcome back, Nation. Woolchuck is in the early stages, the early moments of his bet payoff, trying to sling that sausage towards his face. Here you can watch us at 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. It's the bachelorette party where you tie. Oh, he almost got it. Hit himself in the nose there. You tie a hot dog to the end of a string. Oh, and at the end of that long string, you tie the other end around your waist, and then you got to thrust and sort of go back and forth in a teeter-tottering motion trying to send a hot dog up to your face. Yeah, get that mic on, Wolchuk. I think the people would like to hear your moans.
I'm trying my best to just like get the angle down for this.
No, it's pretty good. I think you're doing a nice job. Now you're holding the string with your hand a little bit. Okay.
We lost one. We're dog down.
We're going to have to reload that dog, but it is G-Bag Survivor, where every week we pick a game, and if we're wrong, we have to do a bet payoff to get back in the game. There's no getting out of this G-Bag Survivor. Okay, no easy way out. I'm going to do my bet payoff coming up in 3 hours. The Roger Clemens, which involves icy hot in your drawers, basically. And the discomfort should be pretty intense. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is the victim of somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Reload that dog with some ketchup and mustard, says the 214. Yeah, Zach's getting it reset there. And you get some good videos over there, Chief?
Yeah, I got some nice videos. Tweeting it out, and we'll throw it on the Instagram as well of Wolchuk. Really, really performing pretty nicely. I thought those were solid attempts.
Yeah, the gold is the hip thrust combined with the hot dog slapping you in the face. You know, right. It's just hilarious there. You can see the Bachelorette version of it at G-Bag Nation. We reposted that video. And Wolchuk has accepted the challenge, and he will not stop until he's got a good bite of that thing.
The funniest part is you can hear him chomping. He's missing, but you hear his teeth chomp together every time. He's really looking forward to biting that thing.
You just got to give it a Hawk-tua there, Wolchuk. Yeah, I think that's the secret. Yeah, the secret sauce. Yeah, yes.
He was saying earlier, he was kind of bragging. He's like, I don't have to act like I've been there before because I have.
Okay, as far as games for us to pick this week, you look at the week six NFL slate. Which team are you most confident will get a victory?
That was a close
good
one.
Good attempts, dude.
That was a close one.
That's what's tough is because it's all about the angle of it. Because he's smacking himself just like it's going just sort of the shaft instead of you need that thing going head first in order to have a chance at really catching it. And it just keeps smacking long ways on his schnoz.
That's quite embarrassing, Wolchuk. Yes, those are some good chompers he has there.
Those are incredible.
Dang beaver teeth. Going to see Wolchuk chopping down some evergreen trees after the show, building himself a house. Okay, you got the Packers, a 5-point favorite at home against the Cardinals. I think that's too many. That's a big number for
Cardinals cover, huh?
For Green Bay to win by more than 5. I wouldn't be comfortable betting on Green Bay with the spread.
That was so close.
The Houston Texans are a 6.5-point road favorite at New England.
Yeah,
that one might be juicy. If you've picked Philadelphia, that one might be on your radar.
That one's Drake May's first game, first start. So you don't know what type of magic he can pull out, and there's no Nico Collins for that Texans offense. He's like the most explosive receiver in football right now. I'm interested to see how that goes. Texans should obviously win, but I shied away from him just because I don't know. I'm scared.
I knew Wolchuk had to be a little uncoordinated, but I had no idea.
Yeah,
I mean we've had 20 hit the cylinder,
been so close,
and not be able to secure the catch.
He's gonna need a swish,
to pull,
like one of those where it's like the quarterback throws it so perfectly, like the wide receiver can't drop it.
Yeah. He needs Joe Montana to feather that thing in there, man.
Right
now he's
right.
Yeah, right now he's got Aikman throwing him 20-yard handoffs. So close, Wolchuk. Yes, that's going to be great. I think the gold is in.
He nailed it! He did it!
Oh,
the bet payoff is complete.
Let's go!
That was wow.
That's like the end of a Dude Perfect video.
It was just
that
how
thing
he described
went right
it.
Directly in. Yeah,
just
right
directly. It was like he had no choice but to catch it.
I hit it between the eights, baby.
Nice work,
Wolchuk. Damn near hit really his uvula before the coordination kicked in.
I thought that was going all show. I really did.
Yeah, dude. Look at you.
It's just a massive lack in self-confidence. I mean, it's like I assume failure. And maybe that's... Yeah.
Trust your process. Trust your skill set.
You got to go into it. Feeling better about yourself.
Eventually. Some say you were born for that move.
Yeah. Just need to have the instincts take over.
You were uniquely built for that challenge.
I tried to go
the
full
same way, like brought us with the eyebrows. Like we knew that was going to be something that fit him perfectly.
You're right. I probably should just
the pendulum.
You were born for this, bro.
Your wheelhouse.
You can do this.
So I'm going to take the Eagles. They're -9.5 against the Browns. If I'm wrong on that, I feel like I still get the win. It would be amazing to watch Cleveland beat Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's true.
Beyond that, the game of the weekend, I think this spread's way too big. I wouldn't be confident picking Baltimore at 3-2, 1-1 at home, a 6.5-point favorite against the 4-1 Commandos. I don't know. I don't want to touch that one. I'm going Philadelphia. Brian, you got a game?
I'm going to pick the Atlanta Falcons traveling to Carolina.
Ooh, that is a dangerous. I love the way
A divisional matchup.
You love flirting with danger.
I do. So, yes, give me the Atlanta Falcons going to Carolina.
All righty, Chief.
The red rifle.
Mm-hmm. He might be spraying it.
He bit me good.
Yeah, he did.
I learned my red rifle lesson. Yes, you did. You picked the Raiders in that game. Oh, my gosh. I'm ultimately going to go with the Eagles as well for many of the reasons that you mentioned there. Dawson, 9.5-point favorite at home, off a bye, getting healthy, all their guys coming back, and the Browns just being as much of an unmitigated disaster as you can find. Their quarterback is actively playing defense against his own team, winning, it feels, when you watch. Now, that Ravens and Commanders game is going to be phenomenal. I'm with you. That seems a little crazy, the 6.5-point spread there. It's a lot of love for the Ravens. And the Ravens play these close games. Even when they're up by a bunch, they end up, for some reason, making it a close game. And with the way Jaden Daniels and that Commanders offense is playing right now, it's hard to imagine that they're just going to put up a stinker. But that is certainly the noon game that me and Broadus during the pregame show. We're going to be all over that one, seeing how that one's playing out. But gosh dang it, if the Eagles lose, I will just be so ridiculously beside myself.
I know, and I hate relying on the Eagles for anything. I mean, there's so much that makes me think I should not be picking the Eagles here, but I'm going to agree with you, and it is the...
Wow, this could be a triple bet payoff.
I might need a pivot. This is probably not good. If all three of us
doesn't that bring
Eagles,
you a little bit more comfort, though, knowing, no. Like, what if I was doing the pendulum with you right now? We were both
I think you should
taking
like
the dangle.
One to the other.
Like, that'd be funny. Brian, yeah. I don't know what kind of videos you've been watching on your algorithm. No.
I mean, that would be funny.
No, thank you.
We just got a window into Broadus's
algo. I'm not going full Diddy here.
But that felt like a freak-off kind of party activity.
It did. We got some texts about that. Like, would fit right in at Diddy's from the 469. I think I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to bite the bullet and join you guys.
Here we go. All right.
The whole thing was weird.
Three bird turds and a...
All birds.
There, oh, yeah. Oh, another dirty bird. Here we go. It's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius has your G-bag. Happy Friday, sir.
Hey. Happy Friday. And everything. Get this situation together. Hey, man. As a man, it doesn't matter where you apply the icy hot. Somehow, it always ends up on your nut. I learned that lesson this week. Dawson's about to learn. Let's see here. All right, let me kill this down because I only got one computer. It's that one time of the month where this computer crashes on me.
Oh, man.
Remember when Ross Lobinski?
Yeah.
Remember it crashed on him?
Do I remember?
Ah, that was so fantastic.
We'll never forget.
Oh, freaking so Lobinski.
That was so good.
Lobinski?
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Hey. I see. Ordering chicken from Williams Chicken. What day is this? Is this day two for this guy?
Yes. Day two.
Day two. For the chicken mac on the mic, ordering chicken from Williams Chicken. Did it sound like this to you?
So, boom. So, I got two thighs, a small fry, and a large what, boo-boo kid?
Strawberry Fanta.
Strawberry Fanta. Bam. You want a pepper with this thing?
I would like two peppers, please.
Ooh, she would like two pepper, please. Look at her, hungry this late at night.
Look at her.
Bam. Okay, it'd be all for you right here, boo-boo.
No.
No. No. Let's get it. What else you got? You said something for you. You got somebody else in the comments.
No, it's just me. But I have a question because they said that you guys are the ones with the seasoned French fries. So
you got a who?
Y'all fries are seasoned.
Our fries are seasoned like us, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, this ain't dietary food over here. You hear me? Yeah, talk to me. I talk back. You ready for it? Yeah, you want some seasoning on your fries? You trying to tell me that right there?
And I would like an extra fry.
Hey, so it's an extra fry with seasoning on that thing, right?
Yes.
You hear me? Will they complete your order right now?
Yes, it will.
Okay, let me repeat this thing back to you. Make sure this is you I'm talking to. Two thighs of fried, lower strawberry, two peppers, and a dish of fried. That's you right there?
Yes.
Okay, bring my money.
Bring me my money. Man, got sauce. I know they everybody telling me them at work, hey, yo, you went viral, bro. You know you went viral. Oh, yeah, and they play you on the radio, dog. You should get a raise.
Yeah. He should.
Should get a raise.
What were the peppers for? Does that go in the soda?
What?
I didn't get that like part. A side. I think there's like
you don't eat the peppers with your chicken? Hot jalapeno peppers with your chicken?
No.
Yeah, but sometimes you pour the juice on that joint, you know what I mean? Or you can bite the pepper, bite the chicken, whatever you do. But yeah, they go together, especially a good church's chicken and a pepper. I'll tell you what. Right. Williams, you good too with that pepper. Don't get me wrong, but I hold a grudge with you because you never have gizzards when I want them. So but my son loves you, though, so you still get our money. Don't get it twisted.
I don't think a lot of places are selling them. I mean, they've got to make sure they've got those. Where else are you going to go?
Got to have it. Let's see here. Hey, you know those influencers that go around and asking people, hey, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
How did you get that car?
How'd you get the car?
How much do you pay for this place type of vibe, right?
Yeah.
My man was out here influencing for the streets, trying to do his job, and then he got into it with the restaurant manager.
Uh-oh. Excuse me, sir. How much do you make a year?
Sir, you can't be recording our guests.
How much?
Sorry.
Excuse me? You're a 9-to-5. Please don't talk to me like that.
Here, depends on the year.
You're a you know what? Go sorry, make someone a Caesar salad, you cockroach. Seriously.
Who are you?
Bradley Wellington III.
What?
Do you think that's going to stop me, you peasant? Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
What? I don't know if this is going to work, but I don't mind the bit.
He roasted that fool. He said, back up, bro. Back
you 9-to-5er?
He roasted that.
The disrespect for the 9-to-5.
I'll tell you what, bro. I got some gay. Hey, man, I got some gay friends. Don't get into a roast battle with them. They will destroy you. Yeah. They will have you leaving humbled. Oh, no, honey. I know you didn't just. And then all of a sudden, they start telling you some things they never told you about yourself.
Yeah, some hard-hitting truths.
Yeah, you're like, what happened? Why? Oh, we were cool, bro.
Mm-hmm. All the things you wish weren't true about yourself, all your friends don't mention.
It took 30 seconds for this guy to realize that he was a cockroach and a peasant.
Quick.
Bradley Wellington III, dude. Yeah. What a Bradley great stage Wellington name for that bit.
Woolchuck, come to the front of the congregation.
Uh-oh.
What? Here we go.
Come to the front of the congregation, Mr. Zach Woolchuck there.
The wiener catcher himself.
The wiener catcher him damn self. Speaking of the wieners and everything, what is Choppy talking about right here, my boy? Huh? My boy?
Now, who would everybody. You not eat after?
I don't want to say.
Oh, say man, it.
That's a good question. You have somebody in mind then, don't you? I don't want to say.
Oh,
who would you not eat after?
I'll let y'all guess.
Ooh. Bobby?
Well, I'll tell you, Woolchuck wants to eat after me.
Bro.
Who's that in the background?
Oh, who do y'all got running?
Is that Ruben?
That's Ruben.
I knew that was Ruben.
Oh, my God.
I knew
gosh,
that.
Dude.
What is he talking about there, my boy?
Well, you know, I mean, RJ and I have a running bit going on, and we've addressed it with Sarah.
Oh. Hey. Listen, as long as it's consenting adults, you do what you got to do. I used to go to clubs like that when I was a little younger. The Velvet Curtain. There's a few other out here.
Yeah.
One was famous for having like A-Rod in it back in the day.
Really?
Well, you know A-Rod came here one night.
There's pictures right here on the wall.
He signed the wall right here.
Right there. We cleaned it out a little bit, but you can still see it.
Andy Reid is on steakhouses throughout America, and A-Rod is on...
The Swingers Clubs.
Yeah, Swingers Clubs.
I did that a few times. Have a good time, man. It's a good crowd, in fact. Good friends. I still know those people to this day. Very good people.
It's good to know that Chop can let sleeping dogs lie, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Bygones be bygones, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Old Chuck is an eater. Yeah, you can get somebody else to do that. Hey, you heard Woolchuck sent me this one. In fact, the old lady that was harassing Lamar Jackson while he was trying to have dinner.
Yes.
You seen this old grandma?
Yes.
The gray haired grandma.
At first I was like, is this real? But it was real because he addressed it at his press conference.
This is her. My man is trying to eat dinner. He's at the restaurant. She's giving him a hard time.
Excuse me, sir. How much do you make a year?
That is not it, fam.
Get out of here, Bradley.
Beat your ass tomorrow.
We're going to see you viral.
What team? Gonna be her fault.
What team?
It's her fault.
What team?
It's her fault.
What team going to beat us?
Today, the Bengals.
Woo! Don't get your
Lamar's face for this.
Here's Lamar explaining that situation.
We were just sitting down. Well, it was supposed to be private for us. It was me, Eddie Jackson, Zay. We were just eating. And the guy who owned the restaurant just kept, like, letting people, oh, yeah, this person. Like, almost cursed. But, like, I don't know this lady, you know, but it was a black lady walked in. She was just, yeah, I'm a Louisville fan, but I'm a Cincinnati fan. She was nice. She was cool. And the other lady come in, and she, we're going to kick your ass. I'm like, I got mad. So I'm like, you know, she going to be the reason, like, you know, we end up winning. I wonder how she felt after that, though. Like, cause she probably seen it. Like, one of her grandsons or something probably showed it to her. But, yeah, just be a fan next time. Just let us play. Like, let the guys do the talking. Just y'all be just be the fan, bro.
Be a fan.
Nah, it wasn't for her. Nah, that
was her. He a fan.
You know, Bengal fans are like, screw you,
first
grandma.
Time a grandma is given bulletin board material.
Jeez.
Right?
Wow.
Bengals fans, they can't have nice things.
That's the worst.
Owner was trying to do a meet and greet in his private room.
Yeah.
Yeah, the owner, like, yeah, what are you doing, dude?
Okay, is it the Williams Chicken worker with the two peppers for the lady? Mm. Bradley Wellington III, the influencer, asking questions of the restaurant manager. Excuse me, you're a 9-to-5er.
Yeah.
What is a choppy talking about? Or a grandma harassing Lamar Jackson? We got the backstory from the two-time MVP. Man, it's all awesome. Chief, who do you want to vote for?
I want to vote for Bradley Wellington III.
I love gold.
Lucius?
I'm going to go with the Williams Chicken guy on the mic.
Bully?
I think I'm going to go for the third as well.
Ryan?
Influencer.
Yeah. So it's decided. Yeah. I'll go ahead and vote for RJ Choppy by a score of 3-1-1. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's the influencer Bradley Wellington III. That kind of had like some, remember the Million Dollar Man in WWE wrestling? Where he'd walk in like...
Ted DiBiase?
Yeah, Ted DiBiase. Yeah, he was like super rich and arrogant.
Name. I don't know.
That was a hell of a pull.
Yeah.
I only do that. He had the $1 million hold.
Oh, I see this guy. Yeah. He's got the bow tie on. He's looking classy.
Yeah, I think his bodyguard ended up being Debo from Friday. You know? It was a great character.
He's like a highfalutin wrestling character.
Yeah, and he was always looking down on people and, you know, wiping his, you know what, with $100 bills and that whole bit. Pretty good.
Well, you're going to be wiping your know what with Icy Hot.
That's right. Bet payoff coming up at 520. Congrats to Woolchuck, another one in the books. Best of luck to you this week, sir.
Very impressive.
Best of luck to you. We're in this together.
Shoot. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up next, Eric. What
do we
have in store?
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here on The Fan.
Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for biggest L's and biggest dubs here on a Football Friday. Double bet payoff Friday. Woolchuck has already paid. I have mine coming up at 520, the Roger Clement. Icy Hot downstairs. Not looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to talking ball with Stephen Jones here coming up in about 15 minutes. Here's the Chief.
877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here's British Ian. Big dub, 69th birthday to our man, Pappy.
Happy birthday, sir.
Happy birthday, Pappy.
Yeah.
The man who always appreciates the little things. He's 79? You, Pappy. 69, actually.
Okay, yeah. I'd call him a 55, to be honest with you.
Still looks great.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, getting around
staying
town.
Young.
Probably having some, I bet he's having a birthday bourbon right now in his garage as he huddles around his transistor radio and soaks in some Football Friday G-Bag Nation. I bet he got a kick of Woolchuck doing the pendulum earlier. Gosh.
He really wanted the eggs, the dodgeball eggs, but maybe we'll figure out a way to do that in the future.
That was his brainstorming that gave us the idea that eventually got turned down. In a huge way, got spiked right back in your face. Hey, big dub also to our guy Mike Osman, who is a generational Tolo and the owner of Ice Auto here locally. 2 weeks ago, they had an electrical issue. It was a fire in their main breaker box. They were like having to shut down. It was a disaster.
Wow.
They've bounced back in a huge way. They've opened back up, and they are they're the one-stop shop for all things car auto repair. And they're big-time Tolo, so I love them at Ice
Salute
Auto.
To those guys. Yeah,
talk about
fire and ice.
Dude.
Game of Thrones happening over there.
My goodness,
Holy
dude.
Holy cow.
Crazy situation,
that's
but
tough.
They're back. Huge dub for them. 325, big dub, going back to day shift. More family time. Man,
congrats.
What a game changer that is. after doing the overnight shift, had a handful of overnight shift eras throughout the post-high school working, and it really takes its toll, man. I was not built for that. I just become a completely different person. And then, boom, the weekend, you're trying to figure out how to adjust. Do I stay on my own schedule, or do I go to a normal person's schedule? And then here comes Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I was I couldn't even do morning drive without it disrupting my life. I just was like, nah, I'm not made for this. Salute to you if you can work in and out of that.
I think that's a superpower. The people that can really function and be relatively productive, like at least 80-85% of their normal self while being on like no sleep. And it's not just like, hey, for 1 or 2 days I had to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's your now it's your whole existence. It's just being exhausted and still functioning and having to be an ass kicker. It's crazy.
Like Dexter, he'd kill somebody in the middle of the night, get it all cleaned up, dump the body, and show up for work and like just nail it.
Looking clean, smelling good, fresh, showered. How do you pull that off? Broadus?
I don't know. Dexter, I mean, that would be, that's pretty efficient.
I caught you off guard. No, I thought you had something to say.
No, I was going to ask Dawson about how hard was it to do morning radio?
Oh, it was
because I'm fascinated by morning radio.
You would love to do
it. It was especially hard on me because just my life.
I've never seen Dexter before, so I don't have a great answer for you.
My program director would bring me a beer every morning at about 8:30 with 30 minutes to go in the show, and it would just that would send me into the late morning and the early afternoon, and I'd be playing online poker, and next thing you know, it's 2 in the morning, and I got to work in 3 hours.
Send you spiraling down. Bad.
I'm surprised I survived it. To be honest with you, it was the craziest 22 months of my life.
I just kind of feel like being done at 10 a.m. would be kind of a cool thing.
It was great. It is cool to drive in before anybody else is up and to do the morning show and, you know, kind of people are cruising into their jobs. It's a totally different vibe. And I'm so, impressed with how Sean and RJ pull it off.
Yeah.
You know.
And they do a great job.
Bobby does okay, too.
Yeah, more impressed than Bobby. I mean, he's made it on time lately.
I'm excited for this guy in the 214. He says biggest L is this week been having to listen to all these UT fans. But biggest dub this week marks 10 months clean sober off all opiates and benzos.
Dang, look at him go. I think that's the second or third update we've got from this guy.
I think the dub outweighs the L here, especially when you go. Ultimately, he's an OU fan, clearly. So that's going to hurt tomorrow when reality strikes and you lose by probably 4 or 5 touchdowns.
45-17.
but I think being 10 months clean is pretty awesome.
It's a big deal right there.
Speaking of big deal, here's Colin Cowherd taking an L. He doesn't realize it in the moment, but he took a viral L because of what he believes would be the juiciest World Series matchup.
Oh, no.
Let me tell you something.
Come on.
The Mets.
I know.
And the Padres.
They're juicy and fun.
That is a juicy World Series.
But we've been waiting on Dodgers, Yankees for
We're not mentioning? The Royals. They'll probably win the whole thing.
stop it.
Okay, so you guys caught it there.
The Mets and the Padres.
Mets and the Padres, man. Yeah. I mean, honestly,
iconic series.
Who could argue with that?
Does his sidekick guy never correct him?
No, you don't do that to the boss. You just let it fly. Honestly, McIntyre probably. I mean, you get guys like us when we're a bunch of baseball lifers and truthers and traditionalists, but not everybody across the country is that way. I'm sure J-Mac didn't even realize what had just happened there. But I think Colin's onto something when you consider the fact that it would be historic. We've never seen that matchup. Yeah. So the idea that
the NLCS is so good, they're like, screw it, guys. We just run it back in the World Series.
The only thing better than that would be a Cowboys-Niners Super Bowl.
I know.
You know, one for the ages.
That'd be fun.
I was thinking the same thing.
Cowboys-Eagles.
You know who else
for
is,
all the marbles.
You know who else is taking a big-time baseball L this week? And I haven't really soaked much of it in, but Bob Costas on the air, just being ripped at every turn. Well, every time I open up my internet or anything, it's just Bob Costas
sucks.
He's
a Yankees fan, I believe.
It feels like,
Bob
Costas is basically the Joker 2 of broadcasters right now. I haven't seen a single positive syllable uttered about him throughout the last week and a half or so that he's been doing this stuff. Everybody's criticizing him.
I don't know
if it's warranted or not. I know he brought up Kevin Bacon inexplicably in the bottom of the 9th inning last night. People were ticked off about that.
The separation thing of Kevin Bacon?
I think so, yeah.
That's what he was trying to do?
Yeah, he was doing that.
I think Bob Costas is a St. Louis guy. I think he's a St. Louis.
I think he was a Cardinal fan, but he is from New York, and he went to Syracuse.
Yeah.
So he might have grown up a Yankee fan.
Hey, there's something going on there that's not right with that.
Some are calling it karma for what he did to an unfortunate pitcher some years ago with potentially the meanest thing ever said into a microphone during a baseball broadcast. Take it away, old school Bob Costas.
Strope is on his way out, pointing toward the heavens. We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Wow. Talk about a regrettable improv.
I mean, my goodness, that is as mean as anything you could ever say into a microphone or not, dude. Really funny, though, but a lot of people think like maybe that is now catching up to him. I don't know. The pink eye, I thought, might have been enough. The double pink eye at the Olympics.
Ooh, that was legendary.
In Sochi. Yeah, that looked painful.
HR won't let us put that on the payoff board, unfortunately, as much as Walchuk wants to do it.
I just want to give someone pink eye.
L for tennis fans. As the king of the clay, Rafael Nadal, announces he will retire from tennis at the end of the year.
Bad knee.
Yeah, I mean, that dude is a warrior. Yeah, that dude was always hanging on by a thread, it felt like.
Oh, yeah.
Just the will to win. This team doesn't have the will to win. High school football, congratulations to them. Longest losing streak in high school football history extended now to 87 games. Congratulations to Columbia of Huntsville, Alabama. Last time they won was October 15th, 2015.
Oh, jeez.
It's been nearly 10 years since their last victory. They are the perpetual L takers here in Biggest L, Biggest Dub. All-time consistency. I don't know the details of this. I would love to know what their situation is. How many coaches have they run through? Why can't they get a single year of enough talent to win one game? What a miserable existence. Football becomes not fun at all.
No. Yeah,
I don't know how you even still have a program there. If I'm those players, like,
I told
losing
you.
In football, yeah. I don't want to show up to practice now. This whole thing sucks, okay?
I'm over it.
I watched Bennett and then win one game in 4 years.
I'm surprised he didn't quit. I really am.
Bennett on that thing? No, he wouldn't. I mean, the thing about it, he just was not going to quit. But, man, that's tough. You're traveling, like I say, we were traveling to Houston and Austin and Oklahoma City to play these games.
Mm-hmm.
And just you drive home and you're like, just the only thing I ever hoped for was nothing happened to him, that he didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
So that's an FCS school. Why don't you just drop down to D2 or D3, wherever you got to go to be competitive?
Yeah, dude. You got to figure something out. That's miserable. Yeah. 469 Big Dub. I have a date with a super hot redhead. She looks like real life Jessica Rabbit.
Wow.
So, of course, all time cartoon smoke. Yeah. He notes that he has no clue why she's into a slob like him, but he'll take it. So good luck to you on that date, my friend.
He might have some dinero.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Might have started working out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
money,
true.
Money
that's
will true. Make you really handsome.
Your money.
Money will make you really handsome.
Or beautiful. You see it both ways, man. Yeah.
Are you exceptionally funny? You know? The self-deprecating sense of humor might have shown through on that text right
there. I think girls do like the funny dude, but I think they like the dude with the bigger bank account.
Yeah.
And the bank account can make a big difference.
Hey, and biggest dub of the week goes to the 817, had a baby boy and got a raise, but they did spell raise, R-A-S-E. So I don't know what line of work they're in. Probably a blue-collar worker. Yeah. You know what
for
I'm
sure.
Saying? Getting it done in a big way.
More
congratulations,
of a counter,
817.
Yeah. A speller.
Yeah. There it is.
Proofreader.
Thank you, Chia Follo. Yeah. Steve Jones joins us next. We'll talk Cowboys football with him as they get set for the Lions here on a Football Friday in the Nation.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.